Hey loves, thank you so much for tuning back into HIGH Podcast by Jenny T. HIGH is abbreviated for Healing in God's Hands. Here at HIGH, our goal is to create a safe space for you to share your story, testimony, and for us to channel our pain into praise. God is our healer and He's only allowing me to be an intercessor. Come get high with me. On today's episode, I have my bro, who is also LA's dopest filmmaker, who's also the host over the Hump LA, also abbreviated for OTH, introducing to you all, Charles Keys.
Yo, 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 what's happening?
What's going on, Charles?
Man, we gotta talk about how that intro was fire. Your intro. She said, come get high with me, Jenny. I was like, oh, okay, that was fire.
Yes, and we talk about high in a spiritual way, okay?
You feel me,
though? That long-lasting high.
Said, let it be clear.
Let it be clear, okay? So, let's go ahead and talk about you. Let's know a little bit. Who is Charles Key? I already kind of gave you a brief introduction, but go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience.
I think over everything, I'm a storyteller. You know what I mean? I just love telling stories. I've had a lot of experience through life, you know what I mean? So, I like to be able to just express those stories in ways that can help people, you know, whether it's, you know, preaching. I don't like calling myself a pastor because I don't like getting put in that bucket. I don't have a problem with it, you know what I mean? But
that's your calling, you know?
Yeah, but I also have other callings, though.
Right.
So when you say pastor, people are like, oh, yeah, pastor, you know what I mean? But I'm also a full-fledged director.
Right.
I'm also a full-fledged son. I'm also a full-fledged brother, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm just a storyteller, and I like telling stories in all those capacities.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I love it, and I'm so thankful that you are here joining us on High. We got a male, yes, hey, speaking to the audience.
Come on, man. Bring the first.
Out. Yes, where the homies at?
No, for sure.
So let's jump right into it. So I briefly mentioned in your bio about you doing filmmaking. So since you're really passionate about being a filmmaker, we'll touch base on that first. So go ahead and let us know some companies that you work for, or when did you first start becoming a filmmaker or knew that this was for you to do?
So I started off with acting. I always knew I wanted to be an actor. I remember when I was a little kid, before I ever acted at anything, you know, elementary school, they have them little cards and you write what you want to be. For some reason, I cut out a picture of Denzel Washington head and put it on the little thing I wanted to be. I don't know why I said that, but I always had that in my heart. And once I went to college, I went to Tuskegee University, you feel me?
Okay.
The best HBCU in the land. You know what I'm saying? But I did a lot of in front of camera stuff or whatever, right? So I acted a lot. I did a lot of reporting and stuff. And once our cameraman left, it was like, dang, we want to keep producing stuff. So that's when I got behind the camera. And then that's when I really fell in love with it. You know what I mean? From the directing, from the lighting to everything. Like, I love, like, I want to make it look perfect, and I know what the person in front of the camera wants.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Like, because I've been the turnt one or the acting one, so I know what to look for, you know what I mean? So it just started there, and ever since then, it's just been on the move. God been blessing. Like, the last year has changed my life. Like, I got to, you asked like some people, like, I got to, I recently just wrapped up a job with Disney.
Big gigs. Look at God.
Sure. Disney Plus, that show is going to be dropping probably next year sometimes, or a year and a half.
Oh, snaps.
I did some work with Louis Vuitton.
Oh, that was crazy. Where the bag at?
Bro, they didn't give us no bag, bro. They didn't give us nothing, bro. Literally, most of the sets I work on, they don't give you nothing. But, like, the only person that has ever gave me something, I did a commercial for Tostitos.
Oh, okay.
They're like, you want some chips? I'll take some chips.
Yeah, I'll take the chips and dip.
I'll take the chips.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just a blessing to be able to work in those environments, to meet those people, because you can network in those opportunities. And that's just one of many God is going to bless you with. So that's super duper dope. And it's important that you talked about the behind the scenes, because a lot of people want to be in front of the camera, right?
Yeah.
But to know the magic of what really happens behind the camera is dope. Like, that's completely the real story. Yeah, that's the magic. That's where it all happens.
A lot of people don't even know why they stuff don't look fire. Like, I had people come to me, you know what I mean, asking me to produce stuff, and they were like, how can I make this better? I'm like, well, like, your scene is not even good. Like, you know what I mean? It's not just about just getting a fire camera and dropping six bands on the camera. You think your stuff supposed to look good. It's about what the background looked like. It's about what the art's going on, you know what I mean? What the light is doing. You know what I mean?
Filling it all out.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Dope. Okay. So now we're going to skip over and get on to Over the Hump.
Let's get it, man.
What is Over the Hump LA?
OTH, man, I feel like it encompasses so many things. We always pitch it as it's just a safe place to come and grow in God without being judged. That's made for Young LA, by Young LA. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times, like, you might see pastors and, you feel me, they might have a pass and all that type of stuff, but, like, your pass was 50 years ago. That's a whole different, your past not even relevant to what I'm going through, regardless of what you say, you know what I mean? So it's a judgment-free zone, you know what
yes,
I mean?
We
do it in a backyard. It's almost like a cookout family reunion type
nice.
Vibe.
Nice. You know what I mean? So it's not an actual build, like it's in a backyard. Nice. Oh, so you can come as you are, chill, yeah,
come out
vibe.
For sure.
Nice. Yeah, and what days of the week is it held?
So we do it once a month. It's okay. Every third Wednesday. So if you look at any month on the calendar, go down to the third Wednesday. It's every third Wednesday.
So, nice. Yeah. Okay. So you said it's a safe space for young adults to come and learn about God and worship in God.
Yeah.
Have you noticed since you've started over the hump, or I call it OTH, that there has been an influx of young individuals coming out to OTH?
Yeah, even it's crazy to really like, because I have a great team, first of all. Like, I don't do over the hump by myself.
Okay.
I have a great team. It's so many of us that do so many things, and everybody just wear a whole bunch of hats. You know what I mean? Braulio, Rail, Amber, like everybody, it wouldn't be done without them, right?
Right.
One thing that we've noticed is it's different seasons of different people.
Mm.
And like some people will be consistent for a certain time and then it'll be a whole new group or whatever. So it's kind of, I don't know why that is, but that's one thing we always love with Over the Hump is like, the goal is not for you to just come consistently.
If that
is, that's great. But we want to love you where you at so your life can change once you leave this backyard.
Yes,
you know
yes,
what I mean? So,
yes.
So yeah, it's been a lot of different people come in and out, and it'd be crazy how people even hear about it. Sometimes people just walk up and be like, oh, I saw it on Instagram. Like, dang, you didn't even have a friend that told you about it? So I think that's dope, though. Yeah.
Right. That's the way that God is doing the work for you.
No,
you know,
for sure.
You're doing your part, and you're being consistent and obedient by creating that space. Because believe it or not, and it's unfortunate, but there are a lot of young adults that just do not feel comfortable in church settings anymore. We could talk about that. We could talk about why that is. I don't know. But like you said, it may be because they're being judged by the older generations that are within the church, or they're trying to make them conform to certain rules. But nowhere in the Bible does it tell you to come to church a certain way, right? You know, as you know better, of course, you do better. But God wants you.
Facts.
He wants you to come as you are. So creating a space where young adults, or just like you said, individuals in general can come and feel safe to learn about God, God's going to add the increase to it because doing things to bring glory to him and to bring people to his kingdom. So it doesn't matter how many people come in and out of season. But the reason why I ask that question is because you'll start to see if that is what the young adults need.
Yeah,
and do you feel like that is what they need to take it out of the church and do it more of in the streets or more uncomfortable environments?
I don't think, especially, you know, when we think about the, so it's this thing called like the capital C church, right? And capital, that just means every church under the body of Christ versus the lowercase c church, and that's individual churches, right?
Okay.
I think sometimes we get the two confused. Just because it works for the lowercase c church doesn't mean it has to be applicable for the capital C church.
Okay.
Meaning, I've learned in my walk, especially even doing through Over the Hump with the team, right, that, you know, I used to blame the old church a lot. I used to be like, old church, it's your fault that you're not like, that we have church hurt. It's your fault that you're not doing this so the young people could come. And what I realized, and God dealt with me in my spirit, is like, the old church did what the old church had to do for their generation. And they're only doing what they know how to do now.
Right.
So more than blaming them, it's like, this is your responsibility, Charles.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard this, that you know your purpose when something irritates you, because that means it's your job to fix it. So how I'm complaining, I had to realize, like, Charles, stop complaining and just be the solution.
Be it. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It.
So I think the overall answer is not like, what should the church do? It's like, what is God telling us as individuals to do?
Right.
And Over the Hump in the lead team, God is just saying, just be consistent with what y'all doing right now because it's helping. So,
So let me ask you this. Was there a situation that took place in your life that transpired or that brought about this idea to bring OTH to the community? Or like even experience
I think
you dealt with.
I think everything goes into play, right? Your whole life, when you look back at it, I'm only here because of everything that I have been through. So like, for example, like when I was young, growing up in South Central, you feel me? I ended up doing 2 years for something I didn't do, you feel me? And I was young, just, you know, wrong place, wrong time.
Right.
I was 14 years old when I went to jail, you feel me?
Dang.
And I missed like three Christmases back to back. So,
wow, for something that you didn't do.
Yeah, for sure. And I wasn't even no overly bad kid or nothing, but, you know, just rebellious. You know, my mom was single mother, so she was so. I went through that whole experience, and then once I came out of jail, I was definitely different. You know what I mean? Like that, being institutionalized is real. Like, for real. It's really on some, like, you either gonna get with it or get pumped.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when I got out, that changed my mentality, but
That's such a young age.
Bro, what? That's a very pivotal age at that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But glory to God.
Right.
That's funny. I don't think I ever said that phrase, but glory to God. But then I went to Tuskegee University, and it saved my life. Because, like, out there, I get to see so many young black professionals.
Yes.
Like, even black men, it was weird. Like, my first internship I had with BET, and that's the first time, like, I had a man figure, not even on the weird stuff. Like,
right,
dang, I respect, bro. Like, I've never respected a man to where I could humbly be like, teach me.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So all these experiences start leading up to, you know, just living in my own life. You feel me? I was going crazy in New York. You know what I mean? Like, when I was in college, I'm throwing crazy parties. Like, people knew me for throwing parties from Atlanta to Hollywood, like
party at the Charles store.
Hey, bro, literally, like it's like, ask Charles what he doing tonight. He gonna have to move for sure. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, but I realized that became my identity more than who I really was.
Okay.
And I'll never forget, one of the homegirls asked me to come to church one time when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, I'll go. And she's like, really, you'll go? I'm like, dang, what you just think? I'm just a heathen like that?
Just because I be turked up, I can't have Jesus in my life too?
No, for sure. And then like, it wasn't until later, until like I start just becoming more mature, that I realized, like, you can't even be mad at that, Charles, because you're not displaying anything else.
Mm.
Like, if you want people to treat you a certain way, they need to know.
They have to see
it. So if you love God, let it be known. Like, even if you're doing something else, like, if you want people to respond to you a certain way, just be authentically. I'll say it like this. I always want the inner Charles to be the outer Charles.
Mm.
I don't want it to be a difference where people can be confused.
Right.
But I say all that to say, like, it led up to me just eventually hitting a real tough point. This is the first time I probably ever really prayed like a non-genuine prayer. Like, my mama always took us to church. Like, it was a whole bunch of us, six of us. Then on top of, like, my church used to like take the bus to Watts and pick up all the kids. So we had a church with bad kids. It wasn't even like kids pretending to be all.
It was just the kids that need the love. That
for
needed
sure,
Jesus.
Need all the love. With the Capri Suns and the bologna
sandwiches.
Oh,
you gotta have snacks.
No mayonnaise.
No mayonnaise. Dang, they was dry with it.
Hey, bro, it's scandalous. But basically after that, I prayed the prayer. This was the first time I prayed a real prayer besides God is good, God is grace. I went through a real hard time in college. Like, to be honest, I was like on some drugs type stuff and I was tripping. And I was like, afterwards, I was just like, God, if you real, I need you because I'm mentally messed up right now. Because everybody's still looking at me as turn up Charles, you know what I mean? And I'm over here contemplating, like, what is life like?
Right.
And I was like, God, if you real, I'm going to need you to show me. So I said all that to say all that played a part into me coming to God.
Mm-hmm.
And once I start pursuing God, and it's like more stuff that happened in between, but after I start pursuing God, my life changed. I literally had a physical incident, which, like, I never questioned if God was real.
Yes.
Like, it literally shook me.
Earlier, yeah.
And everybody doesn't have to have a physical incident, but I don't think it's by chance that I was doing physical drugs,
you know
what I mean?
Right, right.
And God got my attention like this without the drugs.
He gets it in different ways.
You know what I'm saying? So after that, I'm trying to make a long story short or whatever, but after that, I ended up going to Bible college. Not to be a pastor, that was never the goal. It was just like, one, God, okay, I believe in you now, and if I'm going to do this, I got some questions.
Right.
I done heard some stuff now, and I never knew how to answer some questions, so I need to be able to answer some questions.
Right, I need to understand.
Two, it was like, if I'm going to go to Hollywood, God, let me get some more Jesus, because I know I'll wild out. So I say all that to say, I came back to L.A., and it was just like, I have to give my homies the same Jesus that I now know, because I didn't know it was everything that he's everything that he is. So,
yes. And it takes those moments, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional.
Sure.
Once you have that moment with God where you know him for yourself, whether he speaks to you or he shows it in the form of an act, nobody can convince you anything else.
Was there a certain moment for you? Because I see you even with the podcast, like I love how straightforward you are with being your own self and not afraid to put God in it. And I think that's what people need. So was there something in particular for you? I don't mean to interview you.
No, it's fine. Yeah. No, definitely. Like, do whatever you want to do. It's cool. There has been moments, I would say there has been more than one. I talked about it on one of my recent episodes where there was a moment in my life where I really needed to hear God's voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had been taught that, you know, we can pray all day and every day, but I had never thought about, like, have you ever sat and listened after you prayed and asked God to respond? And I said, well, what would that be like? That's kind of different for me. So I was going through a very tough moment in my life where I felt like I was losing myself. I was looking to the world to give me, you know, certain pleasantries, and I was looking to the world to fill a certain void at that time. So I went to a connection group, and they were talking about praying and sitting and letting God speak to you. And they were like, have you ever asked God to just speak to you? And I said, wow, God can speak to me. I know he speaks to me through his words, but like his voice.
Yeah.
So long story short, I went home one day. It was like during the day, during like daytime. And I was praying. Well, I got down on my knees to pray. And after I finished praying, I said, you know what? Let me give this a try. Let me sit here. Let me ask God to speak to me. Yeah. And I was like, well, this is my first time asking. He ain't going to speak right now. He's going to be like, girl, you got to wait. You know, you can't just be asking. I'm going to get it right away. Right. It's my timing, right?
Yeah.
But I said, you know what, Lord, I desperately need you. And I feel like that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to cry out to him and tell him that we need you.
Thanks.
Like, I know you exist, but I need you.
Sure.
And I said, so can you speak to me, Lord?
Yeah.
Just speak to me. So I sat there for a good 3 to 5 minutes. He didn't speak yet. So I was like, you know, I'm about to get up. You know, he's not going to speak right now, but at least I attempted. And right when I was getting ready to get up, God spoke to me.
Dang.
And when he spoke to me, his voice was so clear. I had never experienced anything like that before. I closed my eyes so tight shut. I didn't want to open them. I just wanted to escape. I said, Lord, take me.
Dang.
Take me now. I want to be with you. I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to return back to earth because I felt so welcome in his arms. Wow. And I felt like he recited his word back to me. And my mom told me to take note of it and to never forget what he said to me. And it was like it was a lot of light. So that's why I always tell people that wherever there is light, there is God.
Come on, man.
There's God ain't in no darkness, okay?
No,
that's not where he resides. And it was so light, and it was just such a out-of-body experience that I burst into tears, and I just did not want to get up. And from that moment, I told myself, I said, I don't care what anybody say. I don't care what your belief is. I don't care how hard you go convince me. You can't tell me otherwise that God is not real. He spoke to me.
Yeah, period.
There was another incident where I desperately needed some strengthening. Uh-huh. I was a little weak in my faith, and I was like, Lord, I don't see myself getting past the situation, and I just need an answer now. I need you to move. I don't know how you're going to move, whether send somebody, send a song, send something.
For sure.
I was praying one time, and I was crying out to him, and I had my head all the way buried down because I was just so deep into it. God literally lifted my head up and told me, hold your head up.
Sheesh.
I'm not about to let you fall. I'm not going to let you fail. Hold your head up. I got you. Trust me. And I said, God, just move my head up. So those two experiences, just those two.
For sure.
If somebody's listening is not convinced that God is real, then you just have to try them for yourself.
For sure.
All I could do is share my personal experiences. And I always say, if God has delivered me from something before, what makes you think that he won't do it again?
On,
he's the same God.
Come on, man.
He doesn't change.
He's consistent in character.
He's consistent. Right. So the more I share my story and my experience with others, the more I'm bringing more people into the belief. And that's why I feel like what you're doing with OTH and just even in the film industry, you just never know who may be on set that you could speak to. Because when you really love God, you can't help but to mention him in everything.
Bro.
It's cool to brag about God. And you've mentioned this before. You said, I just love to brag about God. I wanted my homies to be put onto it.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate, and I don't want to just single out just the black men or just the men in general, but I find it in a lot of our different communities that a lot of them don't believe, and I don't know.
You know what's crazy, though?
Like, what's your
thoughts on that? I don't blame them. Why should I believe? As a black man from the hood, why should I believe in God? Mm. I'm going through all this. I have a single mother. She's still in the hood. I'm watching homies die.
Yeah.
And then I go to a place, and people tell me, don't smoke, don't drink, don't do this. And not saying that that's right or wrong. But do you think that's going to lead me to your God? If that's your God, I don't want to know, bro.
Right.
And that's what changed me. Once I met people that showed the love of God effectively, it was addictive. Because it's like, I needed that love. And it's homies in the hood that need that love. But it's a community of people that would have worked in one era. They're still trying to do that. And that's like, it's not, it doesn't work. It's crazy. I actually read this book. I think it's called How the Mighty Fall. And it's basically about like top tier corporations and why they were at the pinnacle and why they stopped working. And it was because they weren't able to move with the times.
Mm.
So it's like one thing that we always talk about at Over the Hump, and this is kind of like a staple for us, like as leadership, is like, we could change the how, but we don't change the why.
Don't change the why.
You feel me? The why, the God has to be consistent.
Yes.
But maybe let's do it in the backyard. Maybe let's just have barbecue and, like, don't even talk about God, but people know that we all Christians.
Right, right.
Make it a comfortable space. And I think, like, we have to be able to really, like, just love on people. It just comes down to a point where people have to be willing to love on people without pressing God on them. Like, just
don't
be there.
Don't force it. Don't force it. I feel like when you force it, that's with anything in life, though,
yeah,
right?
For
when,
sure.
When you tell somebody not to do something, that's when their mind is like, hey, let's go do it.
Yeah.
So when you force your way on someone, that pushes them away. Yeah. You have to do a gentle approach with it. Uh-huh. You have to be relatable, understanding. Mm-hmm. Get to know the individual.
Come on,
you
man.
Know, like,
you
don't just tell them don't what you're not supposed to do. Who were you 10 years ago?
For
what
sure.
were you doing 10 years ago?
Even,
were you always saved and
even
sanctified?
Now, you feel me? I think even now, testimony is about what you're going through now. That don't mean put all your business out there, right?
Right,
that
right.
That means have maturity and have wisdom on how you talk. But one thing got over the hump, I'm very transparent.
You have to be.
I don't care about looking bad if it makes God look good.
Yes. Ooh,
you know
I love that.
Saying?
Yes.
So it's
Amen.
Like, yeah, I struggle with stuff, yeah, but I will never give up on God.
Right.
Because he constantly renews me. Mm-hmm. And I only mess up when, like, one of my constant prayers right now. Oh, stay positive, man. One of my constant prayers right now, because I was like, God, like, how do I be better in XYZ?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like God just told me, just stay at my feet. Mm-hmm. If you stay at my feet, you don't even have to worry about not doing nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, God, just keep me at your feet. You
just
know what
keep,
I mean?
Keep him the center. Keep him the focus. And he will direct everything else.
Nah,
we
for sure.
Sometimes we try to figure things out.
Yeah.
But that's where faith steps in.
Nah,
God
sure.
doesn't want you to be God. He don't want you to be him. He wants you, like you said, rest at his feet. And there has been moments in my life where God has told me, be still. And I'm like, what does still mean? Like, I'm a busybody. I move around. I get things done. And God's like, you don't have to do more to get results. Sometimes you could just be and let me do the rest for you. So I definitely feel like there are so many people that need to hear what we're talking about in your experiences, because I feel like sometimes they may have a different perspective of like who God is or like how God works or, you know, what he does, but his word is.
And I think a lot of people get nervous. It's like a lot of believers out there, right, who believe in Jesus, but they're afraid to speak on them because they don't know the word of God.
They want
to
make somebody else. Oh, okay.
But that doesn't even really matter, because even in the word, it says that people are healed by your testimony.
Yes.
So even something that you're doing right now and that we all do, right, we just say how God's been good to me.
Yes.
And if you're vocal about that without having all the knowledge, you don't even have to have all the knowledge. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I like just commend you even on doing this podcast and just being yourself. It's not like overly God. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
but it's still like, this is Jen. I'm into God. Let me tell you what God did for me. And what that's going to do for somebody else is some other young ladies, another young man out there that's going to do a podcast and not be afraid to talk about God because of your testimony right now. Just being, you know what I'm saying, sitting here with a dope set, you feel me, with the fly kicks. You know what I mean? Man, you got to step my shoe game up, man. I love the Chucks.
Oh, no, you fire.
I stay with the Chucks.
Yeah, hey, I do,
Chucks
too.
Chucks and flip-flops. That's all I got.
Hey, you got to be comfortable and fly, too.
You're
so, no, definitely I do agree with you, and I do feel like it's not about – it's about more about who you can reach and who you can impact.
Sure.
And that's all that matters. So sharing your stories. And like, I'm a person that I don't know every single Bible verse by heart. I can recite some of them to you, or I'll say, give me a minute. I'll look it up for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll find the answers. But it's all about that personal relationship with God that everybody, I definitely believe, needs to have in their lives. So let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
How is it balancing the film industry and over the hump?
It's not easy, but I think it's worth it. You know what I mean? In particular, what's crazy, I got my first foot on some real sets. Like, I would have never got into Louis Vuitton or that if it wasn't for Over the Hump. I actually started Over the Hump and then met somebody that told me about this one program to help minorities. Shout out Streetlights. If you're a minority in LA and you want to get in, like, they give you training for a month for free, and then they give you a job, and then they teach you. You know what I mean? And you go from there and you start working or whatever. But I met the person that introduced me to that program because they came to an Over the Hump.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
So
I always had this thing in my mind about like, well, God, I need to do this. And it's just like, because I was being obedient, he provided the gateway to a career. Because I always wanted a career, you know, especially as a man just trying to figure stuff out. It's like, I'm a finesser, so I could take care of me. But it's just like, God, I don't want to be a finesser. I want to be a man that could take care of a family, a wife, all that type of stuff.
Right.
So it's like, give me a career, but it's just from being obedient. So even anybody listening, I would tell them, like, don't overthink not, you know, going to church or pursuing God, because it'll get in the way of your career or whatever. So because, like, he'll give you a career in that. Like, I always say this, that film is my passion, but spreading the gospel is my purpose.
Yes.
And my passion is just a platform for my purpose.
Oh, I like that.
Like, I do film.
Say that again.
That my passion is just a platform for my purpose. Like, I want to go full-fledged and win, you feel me, Oscars, all that type of stuff, just yeah. so I could have the platform just to talk about God. I could yes. care. I love film, but I could care less compared to God.
Right,
you know, so,
right. Yeah. Get up on that stage. That's the first thing you say. I want to thank man. God first, not me first.
Hey, man.
I
want
to thank
I'm
God.
I'm going to break
first.
It down. I ain't even going to talk about no movies. I'm going to go in. I mean,
like, God, you gave me the platform. I'm here.
I'm so talking about.
Way, we're going to talk about God.
God,
tonight.
This is for you. Then I'm going to walk off and I'm going to say, long live Nate Burnett. You feel me? But yeah.
Stay positive.
Stay positive. Stay positive. Stay positive.
No, definitely. I love it. I love your yeah. energy. I love everything that we've discussed. I love how you use your passion mm-hmm. to propel your purpose and how they both coincide with each other because you can do both. And as you continue being obedient, God will continue placing those individuals and opportunities in your path because He's also our provider, right?
For sure.
He's going to supply and provide Facts. All of your needs. So mm-hmm. you keep doing what you're doing and He's going to continue looking out for you and just stay at His feet.
Man,
seek His kingdom first. That's always my motive. I'd be like, pray about it first. See God first. God, is this a good opportunity? Because opportunities will come. But
no,
we have
sure.
to know,
on
is
God.
This a good opportunity for me to partake in, Lord?
Yeah.
Or is it not? You yeah. know what I mean? So definitely. Well, go ahead and let us know how we can find you, learn more about OTH,
yeah.
Stay Positive, which is your film production
no, for
company.
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead and let the audience know where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram at cw.keys, and Keys is K-E-Y-E-S, so cw.K-E-Y-E-S. Hit me up if you need anything, you feel me, from producing, directing, podcast films, all that type of stuff. You can follow us on Over the Hump at Over the Hump XLA, and we got a lot of stuff coming up, so please make sure y'all tune in. We have the Bible study in the backyard in South Central LA, man, so make sure you pull up. Shout out Amber, the producer. She part of the OTH team. She behind the cameras right now, man. Shout out to the team, man.
Yes. Marketer,
you
website
Everything.
Developer, designer.
Woman of many
that.
Hats.
Woman of many hats. Go ahead and check her out, too.
You feel me?
It definitely has been a pleasure. And by the way,
sure.
you guys, Charles is also my videographer, photographer,
hey,
all
man.
That above, helping me with my content.
For sure.
So we've had a very long relationship, and he has helped me a lot with my brand. So go ahead and check them out and support them. And let's uplift and support our black men because, hey,
men
in general, but we got to always put emphasis on our black men.
Oh God.
So we're going to go ahead and close up the podcast with prayer. And I'll go ahead and let Charles lead the way.
Okay. I'm going to pray then. Hey. Pops, we just come to you today just so grateful, God. I thank you for the vision that you have given Jen and how dope it's just how it really is, God, and how many people is going to impact, God. God, I pray that you just give her the strength to stay consistent.
Yes, Lord.
Stay consistent. Help her just with all her thoughts, God, that she could just do this because you've given her the vision, God, that it'll empower other people to know that they don't have to have everything planned out perfectly in order for it to work and be impactful, God. I'm just so proud of her, God. So you
yes.
bless her as your daughter. As I just leave, God, just on my heart. Thank you, God. God bless all your children, but right now I just want to send a special prayer for black men, God. I ask that you just bless homies, God, that don't want to go into the church because it doesn't seem like a safe space or for whatever reason. It doesn't even matter the reason, Holy Spirit. God, I ask that you provide safe places, not even only Over the Hump, but just with people, God. Help people provide safe relationship spaces that black men are willing to and want to talk about God. That they don't have to have a macho or it's not even about that, Pops, but I just ask that they get to see you for who you really are, God, and that their whole life will change, God. So I'm just grateful for you, God, and continue to bless Jenny's podcast, help it keep
yes.
booming.
Yes.
You feel me? All the subscribers, all the money, all that. You feel me, God? In
yes.
Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Yes. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And I want to thank my bro Charles for being here with us today and sharing all of the information. Don't forget to go check out Over the Hump LA, and I'll see you guys next episode.
For sure. Stay positive.